Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 131. In this episode, we'll be comparing two of the most popular membership solutions for WordPress, Lifter LMS, against MemberPress. Should be a great show. We're going to give our honest opinions. I've got my ever-patient co-host with me, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, my name is Kurt Von Onen. I own a company called Manana No Mas here in Kansas, and we focus largely on membership and learning websites.
That's fantastic. And also, Kirk helps at WP Tonic. Like I say, we're going to be comparing Lifter LMS to MemberPress. Should be a great episode. But before we go into the meat and potato of the show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Before we go into the main bit of the show, I also like to point out we've got a fantastic course, normally around $50. You can get it for half price. And if you do the course and send us your invoice, you can get WP Tonic hosting for the year at half price. So it's a great solution, folks. The course, basically done by Kirk, shows you how to build a website, a membership website, using the most up-to-date technology from beginning to end. Like I say, plus you can get a load of other special offers from the sponsors and a load of other stuff. Where do you go to get all these goodies? Basically, you go over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. And I can say, you get the course for half price. Plus, if you send the invoice to us, you can get a year's hosting plus a load of the best WordPress plugin technology for half price. What more could you ask for? So let's go straight into it, Kurt. If somebody was coming for a consultation and they were looking at Lifter LMS, but they were also looking at MemberPress, what would you say to them?
You know, the comparison of these two, Jonathan, it really is a fine line. And I think, just to be blunt, if you're a customer and you're shopping in this arena, you need to be consulting with people that are knowledgeable, because the differences are minute but important. For instance, and I'm just going to pull one out of my hat, Lifter LMS's native payment gateway does a great job at selling courses, selling memberships, managing members, doing those things, which we can discuss later in the show. But it doesn't do VAT for tax and things like that, whereas my understanding is that MemberPress does have that baked in. And that could be a big thing for some folks. So, you know, with Lifter LMS, you end up going to third-party tools to get that kind of functionality. So if we're looking at the tools, bare bones, just the tools without all the other bells and whistles we can plug in from third parties, it's really important to understand the nuance and the details between the two.
Well, it is really, and it can become
complicated. Their code's great.
Well, but let's just take the VAT. VAT, folks, if you're not based in the UK and certain parts of Europe, is valued added tax. I think they have the same title in certain European, but since England chose to leave the common market, it might only apply to the UK, and it's called VAT. And as Kirk said, MemberPress does have that. But What you got to take into account when most people looking at systems like that, they want integration into their accountancy system as well. Now, I'm not sure that they provide that because it's been a while since I've looked at it. What normally happens, and they normally do want integration into their account system, you can only get that by integrating WooCommerce into the system. So seems attractive at the beginning, but you soon find out you can't get integration with your, and in the US, QuickBooks is really popular. It has popularity in the UK, but there's like Sage and there's a couple others that have quite sizable market share in the UK, and you just won't get that integration. You can, and you end up going with WooCommerce anyway, Kurt.
Yeah, well, the thing with MemberPress that it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, Jonathan, and that is the sheer number of add-ons and integrations that it has. Literally, there's hundreds. And so like QuickBooks is one of them. The VAT tax feature that they have is based on TaxJar. And so TaxJar is another one of those like big third-party things. It connects to WooCommerce. It connects to QuickBooks. It connects to these different tools. And so it comes down to, yeah, you have to be really knowledgeable about the differences. And let's just be honest. I can start with Lifter for free if, like, sampling the market. I can take the freemium example and I can start for free and I can try some stuff. But if I want to sample the market with MemberPress, I have to come out of pocket to buy a version.
Yeah, I'm going to put this to you and then you can comment and see if you agree or there's bits that you don't agree. I think excluding MemberPress, just looking at learning management system or a membership plugin in general, I think if you're just doing one course and it's very unlikely that you're going to do another course and that course is going to be a lead generative lead magnet, or you only got plans ever to do one course, I would say probably using a membership plugin is a good idea. If you're going to be selling just single physical or digital products, you could look at a membership plugin. I started with a membership plugin with WP Tonic. I bitterly regret it. I'm still with it because it would cause me so much aggro ditching it. But when I, at some stage this year or the beginning of next year, we're doing a total refresh of the WP Tonic website, I'll be ditching my membership plugin because hopefully I won't need it. And I'll be finding a way of ditching it. I won't name which one it is, but it's not MemberPress. So that's number one. Number two is MemberPress is a pretty rock solid plugin from a really great founder and a team that know what they're doing. That's the MemberPress team. They were bought out a few years ago by a larger company, which I don't particularly like that much. But even when it was owned by the original owner, who's still involved in the plugin, they've got their own way of dealing with membership levels, with content protection. It's a priority. It's rule-based, but it's very priority, very done in a way that no other membership plugin in the WordPress space does it. And when I was actively, it could really bite you on the bum because it's done, the code in the way it's done, I don't particularly like it because it works fine until you really, really want to customize it. And then it gets very complicated very quickly. Other people would disagree with me with this, Kurt, but I'm just based on, and it was a few years ago, so things change. And lastly, and I'm not sure you probably would know better than me, but when they got bought out, they had this terrible decision that if you stopped paying for the membership plugin for MemberPress, you were locked out of the back end of MemberPress. And I know no other core plugin that's really important to the core functionality of a business that went down this path. And I think it's deplorable. So how would you respond to the three things I've outlined?
Yeah, the whole locking you out of the plugin when it expires or when the, you know, subscription is up or something like that. That's, I really don't think that follows the spirit of WordPress very well, right? Typically, the subscription is for updates and support, and the plugins continue to work. And so that is that would go away like that. Lifter certainly doesn't. So I know that is the way that Lifter is. When you were talking about, you know, one class, one course, one thing, the problem with that description, the problem with that strategy is that it's really impossible to see the future. And if you have a product, if you have a course that actually, you know, gets some momentum and has some teeth and gets people in it, yeah, you have the membership management tools, you know, and that's great. But the MemberPress LMS is rather limited in what it does. It hosts the course and the lessons, but it doesn't allow for multiple instructors. It doesn't allow for certain roles that Lifter LMS does to manage courses when you have a higher professional level of students coming through. So it like I said at the beginning, it really comes down to nuance and fine lines about some certain things. You know, for some people, I mentioned that VAT tax, that could be a thing. Multiple instructors could be a thing for people. So that would swing back towards Lifter LMS. The membership controls, when I compare like apples to apples, I really feel like they give each other a really great run for the money, because Lifter LMS includes all these content restrictions, all this granular level of content restriction that MemberPress has in terms of, you know, pages, post types, even blocks within a post. You know, you can say, oh, I only want logged in users to see this video, or logged out users to see this video instead. And both tools offer that kind of flexibility. So it really, really is kind of difficult to pick based on the two products. I think you almost have to look at the whole environment to go, based on my use case, what's the best fit? And Lifter gives some great customer service and support and documentation. And the LMS is a higher level of functionality. So I tend to lean towards Lifter LMS.
Now, they've introduced a add-on called Coach Kit. As I was doing the research, it seems to be only offered on their higher plan or higher plans. And it's aimed at coaches, around offers functionality if you're going to be offering course material dripping it and it's got other features around marketing, email marketing automation, sending out drip content, which maybe you can explain the concept. And but I haven't used it in anger, and you, like I say, you can only get it on one of the higher plans. I think that plan would be the Pro. They did have a plan called Elite, but they've seemed to have dropped that, I think. Because they used to have four plans, but now I think they've only got three, Basic, Plus and Pro. And they were only offering the Coach Kit on the Elite plan, but I think they've dropped that. But the thing, when I looked at it, and it was brought out about a year ago, and they were marketing it heavily, was that I found this very misleading. I'm not sure if it was done on purpose or by accident. I can't pass a comment. Is that they seemed, obviously, a coach having a scheduler and having people be able to book on the schedule is rather important, isn't it? We offer that because we offer fluent booking. They seemed, when I was looking at it, they seemed to suggest that they had their own booking, which when you actually delved in, they didn't. They didn't even have any kind of real integration with Calgary. And I understood that because unless you're at a certain volume, Calgary is a kind of SaaS-based, most popular SaaS-based Canada scheduling SaaS product out there, folks. But it's a private API. I know this is a load of jargon, folks, but we have to go there. And they don't offer it. You got to pay for it, and you got to have a certain volume to have access to it. And they just had, they didn't even have advanced third-party integration with Calgary. So I don't know how aware you are of this, Kurt.
I know that Calgary is where they held the Winter Olympics when I was a kid.
Oh, I'm pronouncing it English. Why am I?
Calgary.
Calgary.
Yeah. So the coach kit to me, like you said, kind of seems deceptive. To me, it's more than a kind of situation. It talks about email automation, but then what email are you integrated with? What premium platform are you integrating with, right? So same thing. So you could have Calendly, or is I think it's called Really Simple Appointments is the other plugin that it integrates with. And so when I looked at the coaching platform, the Coach Kit platform, it's like it stores like milestones and goals and things like that. But realistically, I mean, there's some CRM tools out there that have like, you know, lead progress tools in it and stuff. I mean, that's almost what it feels like. It was, I think that phrase or the push that they made with Coach Kit was greatly oversold, overhyped on what it actually was.
So did you look at it when it came out and that, did you have a look at it?
I used to have a client that was on MemberPress, and here's the weirdest thing about, you know, and I'll just blurt it out. I used to run into a lot of Lifter LMS clients that had MemberPress installed. So they were using MemberPress to run the membership, even though Lifter had member capability. And then what I found out the more I worked with these clients is they were clients that were LearnDash and MemberPress.
It's amazing how our minds work, because I was just about to bring this up.
Yeah, and so they got tired of LearnDash, and they're like, well, I want to try Lifter LMS. So they install Lifter LMS, but then they still rely on MemberPress because they still have all the members and activity and all that historical data is still there. And so, yeah, my experience with MemberPress is generally from the perspective of now I have a MemberPress website, and I've added Lifter LMS because I want that extended LMS functionality. But every time I worked on those websites, every time I consulted with those clients, I couldn't help but think, why in the world don't we use WP All Import or something and just grab that data, transfer it over to Lifter LMS member management, and run a much simpler, straightforward website?
Well, you just touched on one of the other main drivers for this plugin, in my opinion, and it's still out there. It's changed a bit. And that's because LearnDash didn't have a proper subscription. It does have some of this inbuilt, but it's done in a way that, unless you're very experienced, is not user-friendly. So most people have to get a third-party plugin. And that third-party plugin, they used to promote it. They used to promote it on the Learn Dash website heavily. They do this to some extent. Still, things have changed because Learn Dash have got their own membership plugin. What's it called? I forgot.
Member Dash.
And they used to, when they first unleashed Member Dash, they used to do a bundle. Used to be like they were selling it heavily on the same website. I've noticed about over a year ago, they split it up again and it's on its own separate website. But also you've got other third-party membership plugins like Sure Members, which I think is a much better than MemberPress. But it's one of the reasons why the situation, because normal people, they do a Google search and all this stuff around Learn Dash and MemberPress. And it's really, a lot of this is outdated content, and they get the impression that they've got to get MemberPress if they want to get Learn Dash. Do you think I'm on the right road here?
Yeah, it's conditioning over time. It's what you hear people say. And a lot of it, you know, I'm an agency person, and a lot of the stuff comes from agencies. They get comfortable with a certain tech stack, and because of that comfort level, they'll keep recommending the same build over and over, even though the environment's changed and there's more direct ways to do things.
But it is confusing, isn't it?
Well, I got to tell you, and I think the reason I started out the show the way, with the voice that I did, about you got to consult someone that knows the granular level of these platforms. Lifter LMS, I love Lifter LMS, but when you get into all of the add-ons that are available, it can get confusing. Like, what do I need to do what I said I wanted to do with this platform? And then you get tempted, well, I'll just buy the Infinity Bundle because it comes with everything. When you look at MemberPress, you're literally looking at like hundreds of add-ons and plugins and things that'll integrate with it. And I think that their website actually does a less than fantastic job of trying to smooth out, you know, for a DIY kind of a client, for someone that's coming into the space. I don't think their website does a really great job of saying, hey, if you just want to get started, this is all you need. And then you can add these features as you go. I think it gives you too many choices. And it's like a newbie going computer shopping at Best Buy. You know, there's too many choices. You don't know what to get.
Well, I think with Lifter LMS, you can get the core product for free. And yeah, then I think, was it $120 or was it $149 for the Stripe add-on?
I want to say it's $149. Yeah. They're almost always running some kind of a coupon for the first year. But then, you know, we try to use, you know, what the recurring amount is going to be.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, I'm not going to have a go at Lifter for this because so many other plugins, but this whole business was, because it works. That's why. This whole business of giving a discount for the first year and then putting that price on your pricing table and just having a very grey-out version for the renewal price. I expect the renewal, you know, plug-in, maybe I'm wrong, I expect a discount for the renewal, not to be hit at a higher price, but maybe I'm wrong here, because it works and everybody else has adopted it. But I think my understanding, and not a large number, but a significant number of states, this doing that is illegal. But they get away with it because they can't be, it's not gone the Fed's radar. So, but I find it very misleading myself, and I wish it would die out, but it must work, so it hasn't. But this whole, I think Lifter LMS have a much easier, with the core, with $150, you can start taking your subscription. To have a learning membership plugin and not have a really easy way of taking subscriptions, to me, is a bit mind-numbing. But on the other hand, a lot of the initial people that started to use Learn Dash, they weren't worried about subscriptions because they were doing training for the internal company, the organization, the church, the school, the college, the association, whatever it was. They weren't taking subscriptions, were they?
No. I try to think back, you know, what was it really like, you know, 10, 11, 15 years ago? And, you know, selling a course was like selling the course and that's it. And then over time, it's morphed into more of a community membership, you know, ongoing touch point situation. So when you have a plugin now that can do recurring payments, and I think it's fair to say, we should probably point this out, both Lifter LMS and MemberPress, when you use their payment systems, there's no transaction fee on top of whatever Stripe or PayPal's deal is. So whatever process you have through Stripe or PayPal or authorized.net or something like that, it's just that. It's just those fees and that's it. And both of them do the recurring payments now, which is, I mean, it makes it real straightforward for people that are trying to start a business on this.
Yeah. We're going to go for our mid-break. Hopefully, we haven't confused you too much. We've tried to keep it pared down and keep everything in English. and I think Kirk's done a great job. I haven't. But we will be back with a second half where we go into key elements that both plugins should do and see what you need to know. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
Coming back, I sorted out my mic problems that I had last week. I think I'm reasonably crystal clear. Yeah, I'm getting a double thumbs from Kirk. Before we go into the second half, I just want to point out we've got a great free resource for you. That's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. It's totally free. And we've got any questions that come up in these podcasts, or if you're looking on YouTube, the video version, if you've got any questions, why don't you go over to the Membership Machine Show's Facebook group, join for free. And if you've got any questions or you need any more further advice, you can put it there. And I will attempt to ask it, and I'm sure Kirk will as well. And we've got a great little community there. It's a great resource, folks. So let's go on, Kirk. Let's look at my list. What are the main differences between Lifter LMS and MemberPress? So key e-learning functionality, quizzes, progress tracking, homework, certificates. Let's start with MemberPress around this. Quizzes, progress tracking, homework, certificates. How does MemberPress cope with these four sub-necessities, as I would say?
I'm going to be real honest with you. I got confused myself. And that's going back to how the website was laid out for looking at these features and add-ons. I originally thought that Courses was a free add-on to the MemberPress platform. So it's not like you install MemberPress and just start building your course. You have to add the supposedly a free, no-charge add-on for the courses. And then it said in the courses thing, it said, you know, does quizzes and all these things. But I thought there were add-ons for the quizzes. So when I did the search for the add-on for quizzes, it was there. There was an add-on for assignments. It was there. There was an add-on for certificates. Everything seems like it has to be built and stitched together in order to function.
Which is not necessarily a bad way of doing it.
No. If you think about it, And you know, Lifter and a couple of other larger platforms do similar things.
Yeah, that's the same thing, doesn't it?
Where you add these other features in. So if you have a really simple product, you could have a really simple site, like with one plugin, two plugins, three plugins, and do it. The thing with trying to track all of that stuff, like with Lifter LMS, pretty soon you can have 9-10 plugins on your website, you know, to run your LMS. MemberPress is going to be the same way. However, I think you're going to end up with more quizzes and things like that come as part of the core part of Lifter LMS. And so with the MemberPress, I'm going to end up installing more plugins and add-ons. And I had some confusion, and maybe you know this better than I do, Jonathan, but there were a lot of things that you needed the higher tier on to buy into to get functionality with. For instance, like there were some integrations with Zapier. You need to have a different tier to integrate with Zapier. You can't do it with the basic level.
It was, yeah. When they had this Elite, that I think that was in the Elite package when I was last looking, having to deal with it. But they got, look, I need to check. I think they have got rid of the Elite. They just got the Pro now. I need to check again.
Well, it made it confusing for me because I was trying to figure out if I wanted to match Lifter LMS, apples to apples, oranges to oranges on a MemberPress build, what would I have to integrate or buy? And I'll be honest with you, I couldn't give myself a clear-cut answer.
Yeah, I am right. They've only got the Pro now. They've got rid of the Elite. Like I say, I'm not going to go with the half-price discount because I think it's misleading. I'm going to go with what you, after the first year, what you're going to be charged, which is $800, $799, right? I think that's a bit pricey myself. I'm sorry. I think if you're looking for quizzes progress, just go with Lifter, the free, $150 for the Stripe integration. And off you go, mate. So course design flexibility.
That part, I'm going to apologize to my friends at Lifter up front. There are some things in the MemberPress course builder that are pretty refreshing. For one, in the right-hand sidebar, any lesson that you've already made is just kind of floating over there. So you could drag it right into the course you're working on. So if you're building a course that is sharing lessons with another course, that lesson is just sitting over there on the right-hand side. You can search it up and slide it right over. Now,
has the situation improved with Lifter, with Gutenberg and blocks around customizing the course views and that?
That's a mixed bag. So if you build out a template in Elementor, in Brix, in Cadence Pro, in full site editing, you can build out templates and those templates apply to the course or the lesson structure that you're trying to do. You could say, you know, go to this, you know, custom post type, which is the course or the lesson. That template will take effect. If you're an Elementor user, you can use Lifter Elements or Liftor to add some more design flexibility to those pages. But as far as the actual course building goes, which is different than page styling, course building is like sections. So course, sections, lessons within the sections. Couple of things that MemberPress does, it's really, really nice. If you have a website that's full of media, like thousands of pictures and thousands of this, and then you're trying to put content that you want to use as resources in your courses. In Lifter, you install it to the media library and then you link it to the course, right? Somehow. In MemberPress, there's an area for MemberPress downloads. And so it's like a separate library from the media bin.
Yeah.
Makes it really easy to find.
I see where you're coming, but that means more headaches if you want to get away from them.
Yeah, I mean, that does kind of add the walled garden effect. But my personal website, my Mañana No Mas website has something like 18,000 images in the media library. And I use Happy Files to kind of split things up and categorize stuff. But for people that don't have that, you know, trying to say, oh, well, where are my PDFs at? Where are my Word docs at? Where are my whatever? If you have a big media library and you're trying to sort through that to find stuff to put into your courses and lessons, it's a task. And MemberPress makes it a little easier. Also, Lifter LMS and the course builder has a ton of options. So it's going to say, you know, add an assignment, add a quiz, add, you know, all these things, drip settings, all that stuff. And it's all in there and it's fairly intuitive, but it's a little crowded sometimes. The MemberPress interface is just like, do you want to edit this thing or do you want to preview this thing or do you want to delete this thing? And then you do your options from there.
Yeah, this is the media library works, folks.
It's needed
some more love for a long time. And I think a lot of the energy went into Gutenberg and it really does. They're like Kirk, there are some third party plugins that help with it, but it does need, it should be refreshed urgently. But I'm a bit using MemberPress for that. You've got to be aware you're going to be really sucked into the world of MemberPress to never escape. I've been sarcastic here. To be serious, it's one of my main critics. I really love Lifter LMS and the team there, but it's one of my biggest criticisms of Lifter LMS is the course layout, the course setup, it's clunky, it needs improving, and it's needed improving for a long time. It's not bad enough for me to fall out in love with Lifter LMS, but it could do with some improvement. Would you? Well, I don't know if you can agree with that because you might get into trouble, won't you?
No. I can certainly comment on that because over the last year, they've made a lot of changes to the course builder interface and to the course editing page interface. Most notably is like access plans, for example. Now, here's what's really weird about the changes they've made. Does it change the functionality? Does it, you know, add or delete, you know, features? No, it's like the same, but the interaction with the pages is a little bit different. For instance, now when you go to build a course in Lifter LMS, the course builder automatically populates the first section and the first three lessons. So it kind of leads people into, oh, this is how I build this. You know, and I don't have to figure it out. It's already here. It's like a template. But here's the truth of it. If you've been working with it for a decade like I have, it's annoying as heck because I got to delete stuff to put my stuff in. Same thing with the access plans. It's more intuitive for new people to get started. But for experienced people that have worked with the platform for years, it's like this extra thing.
Yeah, the way I would have dealt with that, and it's not only Lifter, it's any kind of SaaS software as a service product, a core, a large WordPress plugin like Lifter LMS. You've got different audience types looking for different requirements. The way I would have dealt with that is to have options in setting that you could switch it off. And so for people that are more experienced, I think having those options in the setting would be a great idea, but that's easy for me to say. It's harder when you've got deadlines and everything. Let's go on to e-commerce. I think both integrate. It's basically Woo, isn't it? WooCommerce. They both do a pretty good job integrating with WooCommerce. Would you say so?
Yeah, they both integrate great with WooCommerce. It's just WooCommerce is usually the one I try to avoid. You know, I've been real happy with Shortcart, and my understanding is it works well with Shortcart too. So Shortcart, though, is always going to try and push Shore members, right? So now you've kind of, we're opening up into this can of worms here. I think the straight, you know, Stripe and PayPal connections are the way to go with both of those platforms.
We got relief from this. Another discussion that I don't like, you pointed it out. Love Shore members, but it works fine, but it will attempt to push you into Shorecart, and Shorecart's a lovely system and they offer a really fabulous free level that's not crippled, and the paid aren't ridiculous, but the paid subscriptions, you do have to pay every year, but it's not ridiculous. But I'm really looking with great interest in what Fluent Cart's going to do. But that's another discussion, isn't it? Integrations and add-ons, I think both do a great job, don't they?
I think, and then this is treading on dangerous waters here, because it's all comes down to preference. I really like the way Lifter LMS says, here's our add-ons. Like, here's our add-ons. And then it does this other page called recommended resources, which is like, here's some third-party tools that might work really well on your project. And then what's interesting is there's a ton of stuff that's not even on the recommended resources page that still integrate on their own automatically with Lifter LMS, because Lifter is big enough that other companies, other plugins want to integrate with it from their side, right? When you shop on MemberPress's website, it's like they blend it together. Like, here's our integrations and add-ons. And it's, again, I have experience in the field, but I'm trying to think of this from the consumer's perspective. I'm new, I'm signing in, I want to make my first course, and I get to their website and I'm like, well, which tools are theirs and which tools aren't theirs, and how much does this stuff cost? And a lot of times they're not specific with, hey, this is an integration, but this integration requires this tier with us and this tier with the third-party plugin. So you could be making a multiple $100 decision.
Yeah, great points, Kurt. Sending group access to Teams, cohorts as well, because with their Convert Coach Kit, they push this other element where you can do cohorts. I'll struggle with that. Cohorts. But on the other hand, it Lifter LMS is really big in the functionality it offers in that as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So Lifter always had a way to kind of work around the idea of cohorts. Like, it was, the tools were there. You could always make a cohort. But about 2 years ago, they came out.
Can you quickly explain what a cohort is?
Yeah. A cohort is simply a group of people doing a course at the same time. That's the way I always describe that. And so typically online learning is an asynchronous event, right? So it's usually an organization, like you're the course creator and you're selling one-to-one so that people can sign in and take the course on their own time. But then there's the idea of selling one-to-many. So you're going to sell access to that course to an organization that has multiple people, 25, 50 people, whatever. And all those 25 or 50 people are going to take the course at the same time. So typically a cohort is going to have a starting date and an ending date. And so that Coach Kit solution kind of fits that cohort requirement. Like the way I describe that, it fits it really well, because it says, okay, you know, from a Coach Kit perspective, here's your students. Here's when they're going to access the course, and this is what they're going to do. Lifter LMS kind of takes the approach a little bit differently. It automatically clones the course, allows you to set your access dates, your enrollment dates, and gives you separate tracking for that cohort with that course. It basically duplicates the course. So now you have two copies of that course running, but you have the choice on whether you want to add that copy of the course to the course catalog or run it in the background so people access it through their dashboard. Either way, it's super intuitive for the user.
Affiliate management. I'm not sure if MemberPress was, obviously they're part of automotive and they've got a really great quality affiliate. So I imagine in WP affiliates, or is it affiliates WP? I always get it back to front. I imagine it must integrate with that great, but I think Lifter LMS has got good integration with the leading 2 to 3 affiliate platforms out there, third party, doesn't it?
Lifter LMS on the recommended resources page mentions affiliate WP. But I've used it with WP Affiliate as well. And there's a couple of others. One is called Siren by Alex Standiford. That's who made that about a year and a half ago or so. Alex Standiford released Siren, which is kind of an advanced affiliates program. It can do a lot of things. So yeah, Lifter is really active on the integrations with affiliates. MemberPress works with a bunch, works with Easy Affiliate, Affiliate WP, which I think is theirs, something called iDev Affiliate that I've never heard of before. And it mentions a couple of other names in their integrations listing. So, yeah, they didn't just shoehorn it to their own product. They integrate with others.
And lastly, let's look at customer support. And I think when I was using it, MemberPress had a good reputation. But I think Lifter LMS in the WordPress space has some of the best support going. What do you think?
I'm extremely partial because I'm part of that support team. So it's difficult to talk on and not sound like I'm bragging. But if you think about it, how many other plugin companies are hosting a free weekly call where you can sign in and ask any question you want? Lifter does that every Thursday. And then for people that have the Universe or the Infinity bundle, they have a what they call an office hour mastermind call. And that's where people from all over the globe, you know, sign in and discuss their projects or their integrations or things that they're going through with Lifter. Sometimes they're just fun conversations because there's nothing to talk about. But it's just cool that they offer that. Plus, they have the ticketed support, the email support. They have chat support. They even have a phone number that they will answer, which kind of freaks me out. But it's on the website. So, yeah, the support at Lifter is crazy good. My understanding of the support at MemberPress is they have the knowledge base. They have ticketing, like email level support. But that's really it. I don't know of any other workshops or anything that they do beyond that.
Yeah, I think in the norm, they had reasonable reputation, but I don't think it's at the level that Lifter LMS offers. Let's finally look at price before we go to final thoughts. I am not going to quote the first year highly discounted prices. And I'm not going to do that with Lifter LMS because both MemberPress and Lifter LMS do that. I'm not having a go at anybody because it must work, but I don't agree with it. That's my position. So basic 359, I think that's I'm talking about MemberPress here. So basic's 359, plus is 599, pro is 799. And I think that's one website license. I think there is some critical functionality that is not part of the basic plan. You really do have to look at plus at 599, in my opinion. And if you want the coach kit, I presume you can only get that on the pro. Like I say, until a year ago, they had a fourth plan, elite. Which that you could only get the coach kit on the elite plan, but they've dropped that. I think it's a great plugin, but I think these prices are a bit rich. What would you say about that statement?
Oh, I have such a hard time talking about value of things in the
world. Yeah, it's because you come from the world of cool. These prices look dirt cheap, don't they?
It all looks dirt cheap. It does, you know, and I really struggle. If someone thinks they're going to open a business and sell courses and they don't have $400 to invest in a business, they don't have a business, right? So that's like where I go with that. Where my confusion came in was I had done some research on some third-party sites trying to figure out what was really being offered by MemberPress because I didn't see it on the pricing page, but everywhere else it was saying, this tier, you get one website. This tier, you get two websites. This tier, you get five websites. This tier, you get 10 websites. And the third-party sites I had mentioned that I researched mentioned the elite package that you had mentioned, and that was for 10 websites, and it was, I think, $900 a year or something.
They might have it hidden somewhere there. Yeah.
And so
we might be missing this.
So it's really hard to have an apples-to-apples conversation when I can go and say, okay, so with Lifter LMS, I can download it for free. So that's one, right? So it's free, as many websites as I want. And then I can do the Earth bundle if I want those, you know, e-commerce options. And that's going to be the one site. Okay, great. One site.
Oh, they do offer a bulk MemberPress license price. Oh, yep. But you've got to fill in a form to get that.
To find out what the price is?
Yeah, that's whatever they think they can.
Well, that's a sign that you don't want it. So then the Universe Bundle gives you 5 sites, and the Infinity Bundle gives you unlimited websites. And so I've been a lifetime Infinity member for a long time because I knew I was going to build my business on this product. And I knew that whatever I spent on that lifetime license for unlimited websites was going to give me the freedom to execute and never have to worry about, oh, what if I run out? And so value-wise, I definitely feel that Lifter was the better deal in my use case. But again, I go back to, if I was just starting out, if I was doing my first, you know, online membership site and I thought I might have a lead magnet course, MemberPress might be attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Lifter, and just buying a couple of plug, or just going with the Earth bundle for $299 is going to cover about a lot of people's needs. And then they can look at either the Universe or the Infinity when they get some traction. And I think either at $150 for the Stripe, but also look at the Earth bundle for $299. It's just a great offer to get you going.
Yeah. The Universe bundle, where you can do up to 5 websites. And a lot of times people get hooked up on the, well, I don't have to build 5 websites. It's not just the 5 sites. With the Universe bundle, you get access to that weekly office hours call. You get the email and, you know, CRM add-ons that you can integrate with. It integrates with different form tools like Gravity or WP Form. A lot comes in that bundle. Whereas when I look at, again, this is just, I'm paranoid. When I think about what I'm going to build with MemberPress and I get into that series of pages with add-ons and integrations, there's a lot of confusion about what's included, what's not included.
It gets to the level where you could do a course about the membership plugin. I've been sarcastic there. Or you could look at hosting at WP Tonic and you get the Infinity bundle plus almost $7,000 of other software, the best, in one hosting bundle starting at $35 a year per month if you pay annually. Is that not the deal of the century, Kurt?
Oh, it's the deal of the century. If you think about half of my tentative nature today is worried about what do I get for the price of this thing. And if someone hosts with you, it just comes with the hosting, so you don't have to worry.
Regularly at WP Tonic, I regularly get emails. Is this for real?
Is this for real?
Are you a legit company? Is this offer for real? This can't be for real, this offer.
If you were a fake company that made 1,000 episodes of a podcast, that would be really weird.
It would, wouldn't it? Well, I'm just an AI invention anyway. I don't actually exist, Kurt. So final thoughts. So how would you know, what are your final thoughts on this journey we've taken around MemberPress and Lifter LMS?
So the final thought is this. If you inherit or if you have already built a site with Lifter or MemberPress, I am not the one that's going to tell you to throw it away, you know, throw away the baby with the bathwater and start over. That's not the conversation I'm going to have with you. However, based on a needs assessment, based on an extended conversation, based on your specific use case, unless it's super specific and nuanced that MemberPress, for some reason, has some hidden benefit for you in your specific use case, I'm probably going to steer you towards Lifter LMS and build you a fantastic platform.
Yeah. I think not exclusively, but a lot of people in our space, folks, which is learning management systems and community-focused websites, a lot of people get MemberPress on their radar because they're looking at LearnDash. Now, I think you'll be fine using Learn Dash with MemberPress. But personally myself, if you're committed to using Learn Dash, and it's a great learning management, we offer it at WP Tonic as part of our hosting package. I think you're better off looking at Sure Members and then looking at Surecart. It's just going to be easier experience. If you don't want to use WooCommerce, understandable, but it isn't really quite so problematic. But I just think Sure Members with Surecart at the present moment, obviously we've got FluentCart coming on the radar. My recommendation might change because of that.
But you know what? We got to do the audience a solid on this one, Jonathan, because they're probably wondering why you just said that. This comes again. If you're an agency, you know all these tools and you know the other things. The other things in this example is if you went with WooCommerce and tried to set all that up, you would need the subscription add-on for recurring revenue. Whereas if you went with Surecart does recurring with as part of it. And so if you did Sure Members with Surecart, you wouldn't have to pay the extra $300 a year for the WooCommerce subscriptions add-on.
Well, unless you're hosting with WP Tonic again. But that's not really, you're totally correct, but that's not the main reason. It's just the most simple. Even though you think, well, Sure Members, and then I'm going to have to get Surecart. There's two steps, Jonathan. That doesn't sound simple. Take it, folks. It's the most simplest route possible. Because the Surecart, the basic plan is totally free and it does almost 80% of whatever you're going to want. And the Sure Member just really works sweetly with it. And it works with Learn Dash and it's all going to be sweetness and roses. It's just really, and it's a really simple membership plugin to set up. And it uses more standardized content control mechanisms than what MemberPress uses, which, like I say, I found it's a little bit convoluted. It's really easy up front, but when you peer behind the curtain, the code and how it was developed isn't so nice, in my opinion. A lot of people disagree with me, and that's fair due. I'm just giving you my opinion, folks. So my final thoughts, I just go with Lifter LMS with the Stripe plugin. I think what you're getting for free with the Stripe plugin for $149, or if you've got a coupon, you can't go wrong, really. In the story, really, it's the Lifter core with the Stripe plugin. If you've got a bit more budget, I would still go with Lifter LMS because you just future-proofing yourself. And I just think it's just a better solution, folks, basically. That's what my words or not of wisdom for you, my beloved tribe. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you?
To make a connection personally, LinkedIn, Kurt Von Onen on LinkedIn. I'm the only Kurt Von Onen there. That's easy. And then if it's business, Mañana Nomás, anything Mañana Nomás leads to me.
Yeah. I've got to ask from you, if you're listening to this podcast or you're watching this on YouTube, why don't you think about going to the iTunes or Spotify and leaving a review? If you're using the app for both, it's really easy to leave a review. It's really prominent on the apps for iTunes or for Spotify, and it really does help us to promote the show. We've been growing recently. We've been getting a lot of new people listening and watching the shows. Love some more feedback from you. But if you want to show some appreciation for all the great advice and content, that's the best way. And it really does help the show a lot. We will be back next week with another great show. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.